We tried hard to find the worst. It was easy.
99.5? Hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
99.5?
Wow.
What? It's the worst of Kevin and Sluggo on KLOS.
You are, quote unquote, enjoying the absolute worst of Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS. And some time back, we were taking your calls about things, animals, creatures you found in your house.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Respect the music, man.
This is a, thank you. This is a rare radio station in that all other radio stations I know of, the program directors root for you.
They want to help you out.
They want you to do well.
Yeah, they want to make sure you're prepared for everything you might face.
In this particular case, ours is working against us.
So, and he's never brought us any fries!
Key!
Fries! French fries!
But he has printed out a script that neither of us have looked at.
He's like, here, read that.
Do not look at it.
Cold.
It's cold reading Shakespeare. And now, I can't read regular English.
Neither can I.
Let alone Shakespeare.
I can't read words written on paper
but
out loud.
But this is a script.
Yep.
And I'm going to be Samson, and I don't have any idea who Samson is.
Am I Delilah?
You're Gregory.
Oh, whew. Okay. I don't mean Delilah. It's, not after last time.
It's time for cold reading Shakespeare.
You got carried away.
And now,
cold reading Shakespeare.
Cold reading Shakespeare.
In the park.
In lot.
All right. Are we ready?
No. Yes. I'm fine. Okay.
Gregory, on my word, we'll not carry coals.
No, for then we should be coolers.
I mean, and we be in choler, we'll draw.
Aye, while you live, draw your neck out of collar.
I strike quickly, be moved.
But thou art not quickly moved to strike.
A dog... Hold on. A dog of the house of Montague moves me.
To move is to stir. To be valiant is to stand. Therefore, if thou art moved, thou runnest away.
A dog of that house shall move me to stand. I will stand. I will take the wall of any man or maid of Montague's.
That shows thee a weak slave, for thou goest to the wall.
Do you have any...
Okay. No, I have no.
'Tis true. And therefore women, being the weaker vessels...
Excuse me?
That's Shakespeare, not me. ...are ever thrust to the wall. Mm. Therefore, I will push Montague's men from the wall and thrust his maids to the wall.
The quarrel is between our masters and us, their men.
'Tis all one. I will show myself a tyrant. When I have fought the men, I will be civil with the maids. Mm-hmm. I will cut off their heads.
The heads of the maids?
That's what I guess.
That's what it says. It says the heads of the maids?
Yeah, that's Shakespeare.
Yep.
Oh, you already did your line.
I did!
I thought you were... Okay. I, the heads of the maids, of their maiden heads, take it in whatever sense thou wilt.
They must take it in a sense that feel it.
Me they shall feel while I am able to stand, and 'tis known I am a pretty piece of flesh.
'Tis well thou art not fish. If thou hadst been poor, John. Draw thy tool.
All right.
Here comes two of the House of Montagues.
My naked weapon is out.
How?
What's happening?
I don't know. It's a commercial now.
Come on, our music? Where was I? My naked weapon is out.
Wow.
Quarrel, I will back thee.
How? Turn thy back and run?
Fear me not.
No, Mary, I fear thee.
Let us take the law of our sides. Let them begin.
I will frown as I pass by, and let them take it as they list.
Nay, as they dare. I will bite my thumb at them. Which is a disgrace to them if they bear it.
Do you bite thou thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir.
What the hell
is Shakespeare talking about?
Shakespeare was higher than a kite. I didn't know that.
Wow. Well, I think we did well.
I thought I sort of understood Romeo and Juliet one time. I saw it. I guess I didn't.
None of us did.
I like that stuff about the maids against the wall, though.
Bite my thumb.
Yeah. Hey, bite my thumb, buddy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is this where we're talking about new words?
It is.
I love new words.
The dictionary every year updates new words that have sort of become a thing during the past year.
And it fascinates me. I know it's dorky as hell.
But
What are some of the new words? Do you have any of them?
Well, yeah, long hauler is one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
man.
Yeah. Agreed.
I love talking to, another thing I do on a regular basis, I talk to a lot of long haulers. Yeah, and I appreciate that life.
By the way, long hauler has two meanings. One is a trucker. The right. other is people who have long-term COVID.
Oh, okay.
Symptoms.
All right. Well, those aren't the ones I was talking about.
They're also called long haulers, though.
That could be damn near well you.
Hard pass.
Oh, yeah, that's a good phrase. Perfect phrase.
Yep.
Should go in.
Flex.
Flex. That's too much of a
commercial. They describe it as an act of bragging or showing off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cancel culture.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
And crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. Yeah.
None of those were in the dictionary until this year.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because everyone will know what that is for a long time to come.
It's probably important for them to keep up. I see that. So let's get an expert on the line, shall we?
Yeah,
it's the Heineken 00 hotline. It is Clark Dulce, senior editor of dictionary.com.
Hello.
Hey, Clark.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for coming along. I love new words. I love the dictionary.
I don't know. You probably haven't run into this a lot, but Sluggo, for real, when he was a kid, read the dictionary.
Well, that was very much like me when I was younger. I'm fascinated by words and by language and by the fact that it is a living thing and it keeps changing and growing all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You hear that, Kevin?
No. So every year, the dictionary adds new words to kind of keep up with the times.
Yes, I mean, people are using these in everyday language and in their writings, and it's important that we at dictionary.com keep up with the changes.
Do you ever get upset at some of the words that are going in, like that you just think they're kind of ridiculous or silly or shouldn't be going in? Or?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are words that you know are probably transient that will not be standing the test of time and maybe are trendy and it won't be used again 10, 15 years from now, but... Mm-hmm. We can't pass judgment. We just have to try to keep up the best we can.
But we can pass judgment.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I can't stop you.
Okay, all right. Are you getting any feedback about any of the words that you're adding?
Some of the ones we just added recently, some people are unhappy with.
Okay.
For example, incorrection. Incorrection they don't like so much.
Incorrection?
Yes, an incorrection is... when someone says people attacking the Capitol looked like a bunch of tourists, you have to.
Oh.
That would be an incorrection.
Incorrection.
I think that's a pretty good word.
Well, that's not bad.
I'm not opposed.
I mean,
that
it took us 15 seconds to get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fast for us.
What else?
Also, spearache. Spearache is becoming more and more popular.
Spearache.
Spearache. Yeah, spearache is. Someone who has a pain from the fact that their lawyer is running their life and won't let them use their money or take out their IUD or get married.
Spearache. Britney Spears. I get it.
Yeah,
spearache.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You're getting them faster now. That's good.
Hey, that only took 10 seconds. So
market improvement.
Another new word we just added is scrotation.
I don't like that one already.
That's when it's really hot outside and you're wearing shorts and you need to reach in and adjust yourself.
Yes.
That's called a scrotation.
That one will last forever.
I'm using that one today. Absolutely.
Maybe you're sticking to the inside of your thigh.
We get that.
Yep.
Snipple is also a new one we're using. Snipple.
Snipple.
Yes, that's for... that's for a certain kind of man, a metrosexual who shaves his chest and then nicks his nipple with a razor. That's a snipple.
And that one's going to stand the test of time, do you think?
Yes.
Well, only time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see.
All right.
I've shaved other things and nicked stuff, so, I mean, maybe we need words for that as well. I think.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, right?
And, true. And then Buzzaster. Buzzaster is another one that people are using.
Buzzaster or Boozaster?
Boozaster.
Boozaster.
Yes. That's when you've been partying so hard the night before, the next morning it's coming out of both ends and you only have one toilet. That's a disaster.
That sounds like something Howard Stern used to say, too.
But yes, it
weirdly
is.
Weirdly close, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon at 4:08. We would like to play you some audio from a woman named Miss Yannette Lopez, and she's a cafeteria manager at a school in Edmond, Oklahoma. And she just passed this week her test to become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, nice.
It's lunchtime at Prairie Vale Elementary. Cafeteria manager Yannette Villamontes Lopez and her team preparing chicken nuggets for these little ones. An immigrant from Cuba, Yannette moving from Houston a few years ago with her family for better job opportunities.
When I was a child, I had a dream, like say Martin Luther King, right? My dream was come here to this great country.
One dream fulfilled Monday. Yannette passing her test to become a U.S. citizen. The children lining the hallways to celebrate her big accomplishment.
All the students give me hug. United USA was exciting. I was crying like a baby, and the teacher were crying.
Yannette, not the only one passing the test, but her whole family, including her husband and three children, ages 17 to 28.
All right.
17 to 28.
Yes.
Everybody passed.
All three kids passed.
Nice. That's awesome. And all imagine, the little kids.
Imagine you're the one kid.
Right.
Who doesn't pass. Mom, husband, two.
That would be me, and I do believe you. Right?
All of them passed the
you
test.
You have to study this test.
I know everything about the United States, Constitution, President, everything. It's amazing. I know. I learn a lot of history because I love this country.
Yannette encouraging everyone to go after their dream, no matter how hard it may be.
That is a very sweet story.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
And I thought, I wonder how we would do.
That's kind of a common question for people. Be like, well, do you really think it's 100 questions you might be asked?
There's a test that people have to pass to be a U.S. citizen.
Yep.
I wonder if we could pass that test.
U.S. citizens, can you pass the U.S. citizen test?
If not, you're gone.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for that part. I didn't see that part.
So we'll take a break. But when we come back, Sluggo and I are going to take the test. We're going to give it a shot. We'll see if we'll be allowed to stay or not. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We just played some highlights of a woman in Oklahoma.
Just became a U.S. citizen. She, you know, so I thought this was kind of interesting. I knew that they have to answer questions, but I didn't know exactly how it worked.
Okay.
And this is how it works. The U.S. citizenship test, the applicant for citizenship is asked up to 10 of the 100 questions. There are 100 questions altogether that they should study. They're asked up to 10 of them. The interviewer reads the question in English. The applicant must answer in English in order to pass at least 6 of the 10 questions. Have to be answered correctly.
60%.
So 60%. So that's better than I got in high school. Yeah.
The bar is pretty low.
Much better than I got in high school.
All right. So can you pass a U.S. citizen test?
That's the question here.
So we're going to do this right now.
Yeah.
There's 50 questions.
Yeah.
Can you can click on the answer, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll score it for us.
Oh, okay.
All right. The first question is, what are the two major political parties in the United States?
And then it actually gives you 4 choices, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the Democratic and Republican.
Woohoo! We got it.
And does it say that? Oh, yes. It gives it to you. Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. So number 2, I will ask you. Are you keeping track of that? What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States, Kevin?
Let's see. Japanese attack Pearl Harbor. terrorist attack the United States. That's it.
All right. So you got one right. You're on your way to that new lounge suite.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
Because the stripes represent the original colonies.
I believe that's correct.
I think that's right. Yep, I got that one right.
All right.
I am a little nervous about this, I have to tell you. I've always wondered about this.
I have too, and I've always assumed that I would probably fail.
Me too.
Although I didn't know the pass fail rate was 60%. They were fine with that.
Makes it a little better for me.
If the president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
That's super easy. Yeah, that's pretty damn easy. I'll go with a vice president on that one.
Good.
Okay.
Now, what's the next one?
The next one for you is name one right only for United States citizens. Name one right only for United States citizens. But then it gives you 4 choices here. Freedom of choice, attend public school.
It's freedom of speech
religion.
Was the first one.
And what did I say?
Choice.
Oh.
Freedom of choice.
That's Devo. I'm just trying to throw you off, man. And run for federal office. So, Kevin, your answer, please.
Name one right only for U.S. citizens.
Yes.
So other places have freedom of speech, public school, freedom of religion. Run for federal office would be my answer.
Oh, okay.
Boom!
You got that.
Boom, sucker!
Well done.
If both the president and vice president can no longer serve or becomes president.
I'm going to say the Speaker of the House. I believe that's right.
I believe that's right as well.
I wasn't completely
sure. We're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are two rights of everyone living in the United States?
Is this your question to me?
Yeah.
Is it my turn to answer? Freedom of speech and freedom to run for president. Everyone living in the United States. Freedom of worship and freedom to make treaties with other countries. Freedom to petition the government and freedom to disobey traffic laws. That's like always in the traffic test. There's always something insanely, and I always want to do it. Freedom of speech and freedom of worship. I'm going to go with that one.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, so far, I don't think we missed any.
No, I'm amazed, actually.
All right, what's my question?
What is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
Oh, no. You can't get... Oh, come on, that's not current. U.S. diplomat, youngest member of Constitutional Convention, third president of the United States, inventor of the airplane.
Definitely airplane.
I'm going to say...
Airplane. Say airplane. Benjamin Franklin.
Youngest member of the Constitutional Convention?
Honestly, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
That's what I was
that's
thinking.
That's wrong.
Oh, no!
I got one wrong.
Oh, no! Uh-oh.
It's U.S. diplomat. All right.
You're going to be executed. That's what happens at the end of this.
You get kicked out. You don't...
Oh, no. I thought we execute you if you get this
we're
wrong.
Taking the test for citizenship if you're just joining us.
And now we're doing... Okay.
What is an amendment?
What is an amendment? An addition to the Constitution, the preamble to the Constitution, the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, and introduction. Well, I'm getting kind of easy ones here.
You are.
That's an addition.
I got stupid Thomas Jefferson. All right. What's my next one?
Give me that one. Who signs bills to become laws?
The president.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Sucker.
All right. You got three right, one wrong.
What are two ways that Americans can participate in their democracy? It's one of these that says all of these answers is one of them.
Pretty much has to be that, right?
I would guess.
Yeah. What are the two ways? What are two ways? I always feel like that's a trick question. I will say all of these answers. Whew!
Got it right.
Got it right.
Wow.
Always go for
how come I got the only ancient history one?
All right. What are two cabinet-level positions, Kevin?
Secretary of Homeland Security and Secretary of Treasury. Secretary of Weather.
Weather? Come on, man. Health and Human Services. Oh, the Navy.
And the Secretary of History. I'm going to go Homeland Security and Secretary of the Treasury.
I think you're right about that. And you are four. All right, I guess one more and you're good. Or you want to go to the 10?
No,
we'll have six.
We can make six, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or two more. All right.
All right, whose turn is it? Yours?
You
got such easy ones. who's in charge of the executive branch?
I have to tell you, I went here and I changed all of the questions, the order.
What?
On this Google document so that I could get the president and get every... Have I missed one yet?
No.
Woohoo!
All right, what's my next one?
Your next one is, what ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
Atlantic, bitch!
That's not fair. That's
got it. Yes.
All right, give me my question.
What does the judicial branch do?
Resolves disputes, reviews laws. Judicial branch. Reviews laws, decides if a law goes against the Constitution.
Or all of these answers.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go with all of these answers, although it seems like it's yep.
Whew. Got it right.
Yeah.
Woo. So you have enough to... You're already a citizen?
I how many? I don't know. Have you not been... Oh, you didn't...
No, I'm not making
I thought
track.
You were keeping track! You bastard!
No, but I know that only I've missed one.
Yes, well, you got one more.
That's it.
You get this next one right, or we throw you out of the...
All right, under the Constitution,
building.
Some powers belong to the states. What powers belong to the states? Create an army? No. Make treaties? No. Coin or print money? No. Providing school and education? Boom.
Guess that has to be it.
Yep.
And if it clicks, you are a citizen, Kevin.
I did it.
Well done, you.
Did you do it as well?
I did better.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's KLOS.
Yep.
Hey, so I just wanted to share some awesome news.
Yes, please.
My 7-year-old nephew is next week is the last chemo.
Oh, nice.
That is
great
news.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's, as of today, all the doctors said, he's cancer-free.
Wow.
He's only going to be doing one more cancer treatment, and he's good.
That's fantastic. How long has he been dealing with it?
Since December the 12th.
Wow.
They took him to Loma Linda. It's all taken care of.
And he has to do nothing else after one more treatment.
One more treatment. He's done.
That's so great.
What's his name?
His name is Colin Matthew.
Colin?
Colin, yes, sir.
Colin, the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year is dedicated to Colin.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have an article here, the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things. That's just weird.
Some of them are very bizarre. And I'm going to have you guess when it gets to California.
Okay. I'm Alaska. Do you have them in like alphabetical order?
No.
Okay.
Indiana.
No idea.
Is a deer.
A deer. Okay. Deer.
Illinois, and I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Zombie coyotes.
Oh my God, that's the coolest thing
ever. That's the name of it.
Where are they?
In Illinois.
We're moving to Illinois, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Kevin and I will now be coming to you from Illinois because we're hanging out with zombie, what were they? I already forgot.
Zombie coyotes.
Coyotes. You forgot too.
That's yeah, awesome. I did. Idaho, a bear.
Idaho. Okay. That would suck. That's not the way to go.
Hawaii, tiger shark.
Oh.
I'm surprised by that. Although I was scuba diving.
All right.
In Hawaii, and I saw a shark.
Really?
Maybe 40 feet away.
Really?
And I just froze because I was scared out of my mind, and it paid no attention to me and just swam away. And I was like...
Were you having pictures of, like, Jaws, the movie where he bites his leg off and it hits the bottom ocean floor? And
none of that happened. Georgia, venomous snakes.
Okay.
Florida, mosquitoes.
Oh, man, I can buy that.
I thought it would have been like alligators or something.
Yeah, or crazy people.
Yeah, true.
Someone on bath salts.
Delaware, coyotes.
Okay.
Connecticut, bobcats with rabies.
Bobcats, comma, rabies.
Yes. Colorado, cougars.
Oh, like those women are just out of control, man. It'll just like, if you're young, you're in trouble, man. They're going to like, you'll be to death. We're going to keep going, man.
This is the animal.
Oh, the animal.
The cougar.
I was so confused.
California.
Well, you know, you said sharks for Hawaii. That was my first thought, was sharks.
For California?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. They come in inland and they get... I don't know.
This is a list of the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things.
California...
is bears. Black bears.
No, several species of rattlesnake.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Would you have guessed that?
Oh. I have seen one curled up on my doorstep once. That sucked.
About 221 people are bitten by venomous snakes annually in California.
Wow. Really? Yeah,
221.
Wow. So 221 is the most animal deaths caused, or the, you know, the top.
By animals.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So only 221 people a year. I mean, that's terrible.
But I mean, they have
it's
venom.
A big state.
They have anti-venom for a lot of them.
Sure. And there's a hell of a lot of desert in this state.
Yeah, true. Several species of rattlesnake.
Wow, that's
how bizarre is that?
Oh, those little bastards.
All right, so we're going to take your calls of your run-ins with rattlesnakes.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Have you encountered a rattlesnake in your area?
Excuse me?
Have you been hiking,
well, sort
perhaps,
of,
and seen one? Because they are all over.
Had one here, curled up on my doorstep, and just closed the door. I was like, well, maybe it'll be gone in the morning. Guess what it was?
Good work.
I know, thank you.
Really?
Yeah. And once when I was like seven, we lived out in the middle of the desert and came, twice actually in the desert. And I had a big dog and she just barked her head off until it sort of
until
uncurled.
Until it bit her head off.
Yeah. No, she was really smart about it. She was a desert dog and she was like, I know what to do. Yeah, she stayed quite a ways back and was like, he's like, all right.
That's a great impression.
Thank you.
So you had run-ins with rattlesnakes. Call us now, 818-955-KLOS.
I can listen to that nonstop. Let's just put it on repeat.
That
I love that damn song. Yeah. It's a twofer from Motley on 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We are talking about, we started talking about the animal that kills more people in California.
And every single state, what it is most likely to take you down.
And in California, it is a rattlesnake.
Yeah. Which sounded weird at first, but then I remember, most of the east part of this state is desert, so there's a lot of them out there.
So we're taking calls about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. KLOS, hello.
My mom lived up in the upper Tahunga Canyon.
Right.
And she had a hillside filled with yucca trees, yucca bushes, and asked me to go up and clear the hillside. I didn't realize rattlesnakes live and breed in yuccas.
That's not ideal.
Everybody take note. Yuccas.
I would like to point out that that your mother was trying to kill you.
Do you think that's possible?
No, she was down the hill. She was running like fever because I was using a weed eater with a saw blade on it.
I love this. This is awesome.
This story just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
There were little babies and mom all around. Well, needless to say, I just took that thing and just started mowing rattlesnakes.
I don't love that story.
I want to see it on film. Thanks for calling, man. That is bananas.
That is crazy.
No, he wasn't one of the 221 that get killed every year, at least by a rattlesnake.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Slugless, Mr. Mark, down here in Julian, California.
Hey there.
What's happening?
You ran into a rattlesnake?
Yeah. I was taking out the trash one day, the big cans, and we had alligator lizards in the back, right?
Right.
Back porch. So I took it out, I go, oh, damn, you know, alligator lizard. I came back for the other trash can, I go, oh, shit, that's a black rattlesnake. So, you know, I'm a city folk, so I ran down, drove down to the Cal Fire, had the fire department come here and get the rattlesnake and cutting the head off, and the wife is looking out the window. She goes, I hate snakes. And the female firefighter says, why are you living up here?
That's awesome. That's thanks for calling. You know, the fire department is the way to deal with it, actually. They're
is
like,
it? Yeah.
Yeah, they'll come out and deal with it. Actually.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, tell us about your snake.
It's not a euphemism.
For once.
DM and I used to go out to the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And ride around motorcycles, and one night...
Sounds like you're riding one now.
He bought lifted up a rock, and there was a little baby rattlesnake. And he took a stick and stuffed it. Goes, I need to make a noose, Mark. Can you hold the stick? I go, what?
What?
You're crazy. I ain't going to hold the stick down on this snake.
What is wrong with your friend?
Well, he wanted to take it home, and he got an aquarium, and he put it in... Had it crickets, but the crickets ended up killing the snake.
Ah! Wow! And crickets everywhere rejoiced. That's awesome.
Thanks
for
calling,
man. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your snake.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. You have one?
Back in 2012, just moved into a new house.
Mm-hmm.
And our garage was a complete disaster. You know, boxes. You know how it is. You just move everything into the garage, and it looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Right.
So anyway, later on that night, I'm hobbling around in the garage trying to find some stuff, and I see what looks like a little cinnamon roll by the garage door. Oh, man, what is that? And it turned out it was a little baby rattlesnake. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to kill the thing, but I got it, because if that thing gets loose, can you imagine what unpacking would be like?
I mean, right? Couldn't you relocate it?
Aw, man. I mean, that's a great thought, but no.
Okay.
No. Yeah. My dad would be like, relocate it. Where's the shovel? Yeah. He was really good at popping their heads off. Yeah.
Somebody hand me a shotgun.
Oh, man. So you did you get rid of it?
Yeah, unfortunately. I had to do it in with a metal tube of an umbrella stand.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty clever. Yeah. Well, that must have been fun. Welcome to your new home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's true. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You had a run-in with a rattlesnake?
Yes, I did. When I was about 10 years old, my dad and I went up to Lake Arrowhead. It's called Wolf Creek. There's really nobody there in the 70s. And we were fishing, and I was running down a creek, bouncing off the rocks. He screamed at me to stop and look down between my legs, and there was a baby rattlesnake coiled up in between my feet.
Ooh.
And it was getting ready to strike, and he handed me a stick, told me to put it on his head. I pushed the rattlesnake's head down. He goes, well, now you got to cut off its head. So he gave me a knife. I cut off its head.
Wow.
And we skinned it. And
what the hell? Then he told me to kill someone, so I did.
Yeah, hold on a second. Is your dad related to my dad by any chance? They sound quite alike.
And then we ate it.
He also used to love to eat rattlesnakes.
Wow.
He loved it. Or any snake.
Just like chicken.
Yes. That's what I think too. I've eaten rattlesnake as well. It tastes like chicken.
So did my grandma, but.
But you could. What? But you could just eat chicken.
Yeah, just have the chicken.
Yeah.
It's less likely to bite your ass. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, tell us about your rattlesnake encounter.
Oh, good Lord, bro. My folks moved from Huntington Beach to Blythe, California.
Wow. What a terrible move.
Where Bean spent a week just to see what it was like vacationing out there.
Awful move.
Yeah, that's not good.
They moved 13 years ago. and their backyard goes into the Colorado River.
Oh, wow.
So my first day there, I'm getting lit and then go down to go fishing with some chicken liver and a fishing pole.
Sure.
And a couple beers. I get to the ramp to get to the dock, and there's this rattlesnake in the rocks, and it's like made that rattle and then sure. made a hiss, and I threw the fishing gear and
I'm sorry. I thought you said you threw the beer. You didn't throw the beer.
No, the fishing gear.
Oh, hell no.
Just the fishing gear.
I'm just checking.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fishing gear. And then I ran back up the hill into
with the
house, got my family, and we left, and I haven't been back.
Come to beautiful Blythe and so leave quickly.
You fought the snake and the snake won.
Oh, dude, don't ever go to Blythe, bro.
Oh. Listen, that's a given.
That's a given.
No,
totally
one's
a given.
No one's ever needed to give that advice.
But thanks for reminding everybody. That's very helpful. Thank you, man. 818-955-KLOS. Snake?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm amazed how many rattlesnake stories there are. The thing most likely to kill you animal-wise, animal-style?
In California.
Is rattlesnake.
Is a rattlesnake. So. And you had a run-in with one?
Back when I was about 5 to about 10, I lived in the top of Kegel Canyon, which is north of Selmar.
Right.
We had a rattler every week come into our yard.
Oh,
and,
man.
And we were just chopping their heads off, grilling them. They're curing the snake skin and being straight hoopty people with their, their snake skin belts. And, it's like greasy chicken. It's like rubbery greasy chicken.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad. A fact.
It's
that's
like bagged chicken. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Do you miss those days? You're not living there anymore?
Yeah, I don't really miss it.
Yeah. Man, we're moving to Selmar, dude.
No, we're not.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your close encounter with a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that was a hell of a close encounter. About 15 years ago, I was a purchasing agent out of Las Vegas, and our vendor decided to take us out for a round of golf at the Painted Desert. Nice golf course. Anyways, all along the golf course, it said, if you hit your ball out of bounds, don't play it due to rattlesnakes.
Right.
And they even had drunk beer, signs out there, like, after you're drinking, the sign says, rattlesnakes will bite you first. Don't play out of bounds balls.
Right.
You know, so they really made it plain. Anyways, we didn't play that good, but we were close. So I hit an out of bounds ball, and I could see it. So I went down, and they said, stay out of there. You know, drop a ball and take a stroke and
right. Go
on. I said, no, I'm playing my ball. We're close.
We're still talking about golf, right?
No, we're talking about golf.
Okay.
I went down to play my ball, and as soon as I hit it, the whole hillside erupted with an audio of rattlesnakes.
Whoa. Wow.
And I'm looking up at them, and I'm like, and they're going, like, bull, don't move.
Wow.
And I said, well, I'm not moving. Well, they started swiping their clubs down through the bushes to get to me, and I was swiping my club to get out of the bushes to them. Bottom line, the moral of the story, I won by 2 strokes.
That's the moral of the story?
Yeah, that is. It is.
No, I'm sorry. I won by 2 strokes. I was an ass. The whole round. I won by 2 strokes.
Dude, that's beautiful. That's awesome. You know who couldn't have done that? Indiana Jones.
Oh, he hates snakes. Good.
I like how long that took.
Wow. Wow.
For Tuesday, 2 from Aerosmith. Last one there from 1985's Done With Mirrors, Sheila. So I was talking with him one time. We were doing a radio interview, and I mentioned that and how much I liked
Steven
that
Tyler?
Album.
Yeah.
And, it was when Joe Perry came back to the band and Brad Whitford in 85. And I was like, that was just such a great album, and Sheila in particular. And he's like, you like that song? Nobody knows that song. I love that you love that. I worked really hard on that song, man. That's really cool.
I wonder how many bands have that.
Yeah.
Where some of their favorite songs are never hits.
Did not do anything, but they love it. It hits home. I don't know. Let's find out.
Strange.
So,
the Beatles. Let's talk about Paul McCartney.
Stu's in the studio for this one.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Howdy, sir.
By the way, that is a great album, by the way.
Yeah, such a good Done With Mirrors.
It is a great Done With Mirrors. Go get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get Beatles. I mean, get Paul McCartney, too.
I was recording a commercial with Stu,
uh-huh.
and he pointed out temporary secretary. from Paul McCartney.
Well, I don't even know that song.
I don't either. Yeah.
You said that's from 1980?
It's from 1980, yeah. The single didn't really go huge, but, you know, a lot of stations gave it a bunch of spins for a while.
So this is before he teamed up with Michael Jackson, right?
I think so, yeah, yes. A couple years before.
Doggone Girl is Mine.
Here, my thing about Paul McCartney is he set the bar way high.
Right, with the
right?
Beatles.
With the Beatles.
Yeah.
And all the songs that he wrote, Let It Be and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So compared to that high level that he set,
yeah,
it would be like Michael Jordan scoring 3 points. For other players, maybe 3 points is an average game, not for Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people are big superstars, and then they kind of go somewhere else and do something smaller, and, you know, we got to let that Kevin kind of go.
Paul McCartney got busted, because Paul McCartney smokes, or maybe still does, a ton of weed.
I would guess
right so. Right? And, I mean, you know, eventually you're going to come up with some, you're going to experiment, sure, and you're going to say, hey, you know what?
You're gonna come.
Ooh,
this is good.
That Temporary Secretary is a perfect song. Listen to this song.
It's a good song. Are we gonna play the whole thing?
Written,
no,
and sung by Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a great song. Yeah, it's already great.
Oh boy, this is one to be Kraftwerk, is what this
right?
is. It's very.
Can you find for me someone strong and sweet fitting on my knee? She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. Ah, but Mr.
It's pocket calculator.
I need her. All I need is help for a little while.
We understand what temporary secretary is. I just need a little help for a while.
It's good time.
Come
this
on.
Is good. This is, you know.
Why aren't any temp agencies using this?
Work on it.
Should be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I ran a temp agency, this would be the song.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, right?
It's awesome.
Well.
Is it awesome?
It's awesome.
I don't
yes.
hate
it's by,
it.
By Paul McCartney standards?
Look. Jeez. You
know, he did a song called Too Many People. And I believe this song is about John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, get to that second one. And then Too Many People is what this is.
Oh, I need to hear it.
Too many people going underground. Too many reaching for a piece of cake. Too many people pulling and pushed around.
Don't hate it.
I mean, for a piece of cake?
Well, it's like a watered down Beatles B-side.
I say it's no worse than Temporary Secretary. Or no better than.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But it's definitely better than The Doggone Girl Is Mine or whatever
that one was.
Yeah,
I could skip that one.
Do you remember Spies Like Us? He did the theme
soundtrack.
Song for that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. You're all going to agree on this.
Okay.
There ain't nobody that's fine like us. Hey, what do you say to meet someone?
Wow, I forgot about
sorry,
this song.
I mean, come on.
No, that was beautiful.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that one.
No, we actually played this on the radio and when it was new.
He doesn't sound like he was stoned when he wrote that,
no,
though.
No, agreed.
And Temporary, that's, I think, the difference, the drugs.
It's still better than that other one.
It could be.
There was one other that he did, besides the one with Michael Jackson, that I can't stand.
Ebony and Ivory?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's
somebody's knocking on the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Somebody's
let
knocking
him
on the door.
Let him in.
That's
a great song.
Somebody's knocking on the door. Somebody's ringing on the bell. Let him in.
What? Do me a favor. Open the door.
Mullikintyre.
His ex-wife had a lot to do with being vegetarian.
Right.
Sure.
And he wrote a song called Meat Free Monday.
Just Monday, though.
Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
It's a fun day. And it's happening all around the world. Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
I didn't hate that.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm okay.
You've got to be honest.
It's about it.
Way ahead of Morrissey, Meat is Murder, so that's kind of...
Sure. Listen, I'm with you guys on the great songs that he made.
Right.
But,
well,
let's admit, when crap is crap. Right?
Wow, slinging. I mean, this is a very subjective thing, man.
It's not necessarily a popular standpoint.
Right. But so that's why you want to take it, because it's not very popular.
Yeah. This is a troll.
It's a troll.
Down with Paul McCartney.
Empty soul from the troll.
Wait, you have a bag? Like a bailout bag?
Yeah,
I do. In your car?
Yeah, it was like a backpack, actually, so I could throw it on my back if I were.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
After the Northridge earthquake?
Yeah.
I remember thinking at the time, wow, I need to get a bag, a backpack or something.
Right.
And I never did.
Right.
You have one.
Yeah.
You still have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't checked it in a while. I need to see if there's anything in there.
Does it have food?
Water. Yeah, a little bit of food. And, some better pair of shoes. So if you have to, abandon your car, ditch your car somewhere.
A pair of shoes in there.
Yeah, yeah. So better walking shoes than my Vans I'm always wearing. So,
yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
But just in case, you got to walk 30 miles to get home or whatever. And in a plan as well.
In what case are you going to have to walk 30 miles to get
home? If there's a nice big earthquake and you're not able to drive your car the rest of the way or wherever you have to ditch it, and then you got to walk to get to where you want to go.
30 miles, though.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that you can't drive, like, even the Northridge earthquake. Wow.
Right.
I could drive my car.
Yeah. Well, but sort of freeways down if you're heading up north.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, this is really more a worst case scenario. I mean, we haven't had one.
I'd imagine there are a lot of people who do what you do.
I
bet there are a lot of people that
after the Northridge quake, it was the one of those the fire chief on TV was giving suggestions for things you can do to actually be a little bit prepared, and I just thought that was a particularly good idea.
And I remember seeing that, and I thought, wow, I should do that, and then I went about my way.
Well, at least you thought about it.
So that doesn't help me.
Save it a second, so we have a lot of water at home, which will probably all get squished because the where it's at will probably collapse.
Do you have to think where do you keep it?
Where do you keep
it? Yeah, do you try to keep the water someplace under a door frame or?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's a good enough location, but I have done that in the past. It's generally on the floor of the closets and stuff.
Gotcha.
So if the house is still standing.
What else do you have at home?
Some food to last for a little while, although we haven't checked that in a while. It's probably all. But, usually get, you can actually, even Costco, places will sell earthquake kits that have stuff that'll last a couple of years. And we did have one of those for quite a while. And it's stuff that, you can easily make if there's no fire
available. That makes so much
sense. Yeah.
Oh, I should have done that.
I mean, it's really because just for peace of mind.
During the Northridge earthquake, which I can't say for some reason, the grocery stores were looted.
Yeah.
Closed and looted.
Yeah.
And so you literally, I'd have to drive. Where did we have to go to for gas?
I don't even remember.
Fortunately, Hollywood or someplace?
Yeah, I lived in Burbank. I lived right down the street from the station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after the Northridge. So I was able to walk to work and walk up 9 floors because the elevators
didn't work
for a couple of days. But
more people like you than me?
I don't know.
It's probably a safer way to go.
It's really more just it just kind of puts your mind at ease, like you've tried something, at least. Well, if anything happens,
if worst case scenario,
yeah, I mean, because the worst is not having water, so you definitely want to have water on hand.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we have quite a bit of that that lasts for a few days or whatever.
What's your address? All right, let's take calls from people who are prepared.
Yeah, you prepared for
maybe you even have an escape plan.
Mm.
If you get separated from your family, we meet at
We do that as well.
You do?
Yeah, if she's home, I walk home. No, she just stays there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, vice versa.
So there's no meeting. There's just you have to get home.
Yeah. When we lived down by the beach, though, I did have a plan for a tsunami. There's a tall building there that I was like, we'd probably be able to break into this building and get to the roof of this place. It was like a 25-story
building.
Well,
that makes less sense to me because we've never had a tsunami.
Well, you could if you live by the ocean. Actually,
but
the Japanese, that earthquake in Japan, that tsunami actually made it all the way here. You can find video of the water from that tsunami hitting L.A. and it coming into the L.A. River. But it's so tiny. It's just really weird to see.
Just a little bit less likely than we all know an earthquake is possible.
Yeah.
Well, the tsunami is kind of.
Well, if you're out by the beach, the weirdest thing to me is the tsunami exit or whatever emergency routes are through the wetlands, which is about the lowest land there is. So I would think, which is actually where the tsunami came in, up the LA River. So I don't know, they're trying to wipe people out or what.
All right, so you've prepared yourself for the big one, as they say.
Yes.
You have
to some degree
stuff in your trunk.
Yeah, have you found
Sluggo has a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a backpack in your car, different shoes, water.
Yep.
Supplies at home?
Yep.
In case it happens?
I should put a little pipe in there and some weed now that I think about it.
Right?
You're going to be really
tired.
That's what you
need more than anything.
Yeah, it's true.
You need to stack that with better stuff.
Yeah, forget the first aid kit.
So 818-955-KLOS if you are prepared.
Yeah.
What do you have? How have you prepared?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
I do have to ask you.
Yes.
Do you think we're tempting fate talking about an earthquake?
No.
When there hasn't been really very much activity.
No, I don't believe in that.
No. Yeah, I don't either, actually, at all.
But I certainly hope that it was.
You'll probably get blamed for it.
Talking to Sluggo about having a backpack in the rear of his car that he can take in case of emergency, perhaps a giant earthquake like the Northridge earthquake.
Yeah, you got to ditch your car somewhere and you got to walk a long time. You
walking need some water.
Yeah. Nice pipe with some weed.
Right? You need all of it. Yeah. So we were talking about that Northridge earthquake. You have one, ma'am?
My packing weight is a birthday cake because it happened on my birthday.
Okay.
And I didn't even get to celebrate. And then the next year it was avalanches in Alaska, and then we stormed the Gulf. I want a new birthday.
I don't know that we can do that for you.
January 17th, and something always happens.
All right.
Wow. I think I'm going to stay in bed on January 17th next year. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. How are you prepared for the big one?
I have a crescent wrench right at my gas meter.
Right. We do, too. That's a very good idea.
Wait, why? To turn it off?
Yes. Yes. If there's
turn it off. It's so easy.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's right on, right off. Yep. And I had an extra one for the neighbors after the Northridge earthquake. I ran around. I shut off 7 neighbors.
Wow.
And the reason was the water was off. If there were a fire.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
do
you have food or other supplies or just that wrench?
No, I had rice and beans and I had canned soup. Campbell's, of course.
Yep. Sure. Campbell's.
You gotta have Campbell's.
Of course.
And some water as well.
Oh, lots of water.
Yeah, yeah.
Always have the water. You gotta have the water.
Gotta have the water.
What's your address?
213.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you know, actually, after the Northridge earthquake, my wife's dad was running to turn off the gas at the park that they were at, and it blew
gas
up.
Gas in a park?
Yeah, it's like a
But anyways, for a trailer park?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And the place where it was in blew up, blew the door off, like went flying right past him. So have the wrench near the gas.
Never thought of the wrench.
To shut off your gas.
I mean, make a note.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. I don't know if you remember the movie Earthquake, too. The big earthquake scene ended with a house blowing up. Guy ran in to turn off the gas, but he had a cigarette with him, and it just, kablam! So, you know.
So no wrench.
No cigarette, but wrench.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking a few days ago, and Sluggo told me that he has a backpack in the back of his car.
Just in case I need to hoof it home someday.
Water and extra pair of shoes.
Yep.
And all that stuff that reminds me that I should have done anything like that, but I didn't.
No, you still can. Do it tonight. When you get home, you must have a backpack lying around somewhere.
I'm sure I do.
Yeah, just throw in some stuff that won't go bad real quick. Throw in a bottle of water or two.
Good pair of shoes.
Yeah. Have a sweater in there, you know, for the winter. It's get cold. Yeah, I got a sweater back there.
A little piece of crap.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't have sweaters.
You're wearing one right now.
It's a sweatshirt.
That's what I mean. Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. A hoodie. But you guys have turned into some sort of public service a message for everybody. We care about you. We want to make sure you're okay after the big one.
We're taking calls of your way of being prepared for the next big one.
Well, I was going to tell you that I wasn't prepared. I was in the one in 89 in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Wow. And that's where the top level
the limits
of the
freeway collapsed.
Top level of the freeway collapsed on the bottom level?
Yeah.
Exactly. I was talking to a buddy of mine on the phone, and he was like, hey, you want to come over and watch the World Series? And I was like,
all right,
yeah, man, I'll do that.
That's what you get for watching baseball.
Hey, it was the Battle of the Bay. It was San Francisco versus Oakland.
So do you have any supplies in your trunk or in your house?
No, man. I was living in a one-room studio with a Murphy bed, and my roommate, I just moved in with him. He was at work, and all I had was birthday candles.
Those are not going to light the room very long.
But after you lived through that earthquake,
now are you prepared?
You're prepared.
Oh, heck yes.
Okay.
Oh, really? What do you got?
Yeah. I got probably 3 survival bags, one in every vehicle, stuff at the house, candles, flashlights, batteries.
Wow, water, I need to step up my game.
Yeah. My favorite kind of radio is the crank one, so you can just crank it and get...
Oh, so you don't need electricity.
Yeah,
or batteries, right.
I had one of those. It doesn't work that well.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Right on, thanks for calling. That dude got prepped up. Hi, KLOS, are you prepared for the large one?
I've got my Camelback with at least a fifth of Jack Daniels in the back of it. You know, got my weed. I'm going to call up. I'll find an NFS. I'll find some water. I'm cool.
All right. So you don't have water, but you do have weed and whiskey.
Yeah, weed and whiskey.
All right.
You're good to go. You
know what? We applaud you.
We're coming over to your place then. Hi, KLOS. Are you prepared for the big one?
I got a divorce, sold everything, split everything in half. I bought an airplane and learned how to fly it. And now I can bounce wherever I need to.
But the runway will be all broken up.
You bought an airplane. How much is that?
It's not cheap. It depends on how far you want to fly it.
Well, I hope from point A to point B.
It's about $50,000, but whatever.
You going to try and reenact San Andreas? Like when he was flying all over the... I really like that movie.
No, but that's actually my dream flight, is to fly San Andreas.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right.
Let's do it.
Wow, you're much more prepared than anyone else we've talked to. You have an airplane.
You're out of here.
That's crazy.
I think a helicopter might work better, but that's okay.
Waiting for...
Hey, those guys aren't so bad when you don't hear them every other song.
You mean like that one croc station?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee.
We are talking now about things that you thought when you were a kid.
And you finally realized, nope, that's not the case. That doesn't make any sense at all. What was I thinking?
And then for a while, you didn't tell anyone because it was embarrassing.
Now you can sit here and say, yes, when I was probably 7, mm-hmm. I think, the parents, the adults, were talking about someone who was in the hospital. And they said, well, we just hope he doesn't slip into a vegetative state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in front of me, not to me at all. And then one of them said, yeah, now he could become a vegetable. Boom!
You thought...
My brain said, oh my God, he could turn into a carrot? Now, I didn't say anything.
I just sat there. That would have been... a bad form.
Oh, no, it would have solved so many problems,
well,
right?
Yeah, it would have helped you, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, my brain took off, and they were clearly serious. They were very concerned. Mm-hmm. They weren't screwing around. They weren't talking to me at all.
Right.
So my brain thought, well, he turns into a carrot, and then a nurse could walk in and say, what's this carrot doing here? And throw him away.
But wait, why wouldn't the nurse know if he turned into a carrot that he would turn into
a carrot?
Why would she be surprised that he turned into a carrot?
Oh, there's a carrot on
that doesn't make any
on the
sense.
Bed. I was 7! And they were so serious and so concerned. So, like, I just thought it was horrible that you could end your life turning into a vegetable that gets thrown into the trash.
Yeah, well, that isn't ideal. If that was true, that's not ideal.
Oh, my God. And then I was scared of hospitals for years to come. But I never thought of it necessarily again until one day, I think I was maybe 11 or 12, and someone was going into the hospital. And I thought, you might turn into a... What the hell? Then it occurred to me. Yeah, I figured it out
yourself.
Myself.
You did. Wow.
I'm like, what a stupid kid.
I believed two things when I was a kid. One, if you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon tree or whatever would grow in you.
Man, adults tell you that kind of stuff.
Why?
And pumpkin seeds. And yeah, I don't know, because it's hilarious.
It's funny to laugh about when you're drinking wine with your friends.
Yeah, and I suppose also it's a good way to keep kids from doing it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the whole desire.
Yeah.
And my other one was, if you swallowed gum, it never left your system.
How true is that, though? I still wonder if there's some truth to that. Maybe it's in your guts somewhere.
No,
that's not true at all.
In your body?
I don't know.
You know how many pieces of gum I've swallowed?
Me too.
That would be 1,000
Well,
pounds.
That explains a lot. Well, that explains a lot.
Sluggo just realized.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Oh, speaking of, I'm going to play AC/DC, really.
All right, we are going to take your calls.
Yep.
If you, like us, have had...
some ridiculous thing.
When you were a kid. there's a list on BuzzFeed. One of them is the belly button feeder.
What's
that?
This
is somebody who thought that when a mom fed her baby in her womb, that she would just put food in the belly button.
Like, I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
And the other one that I found very funny, and I can't remember who else thought this, but the dedicated TV actors.
Well, I don't know that.
So the kid would watch TV, then he would go eat or whatever. The people that were actors and actresses would wait for him.
Oh.
Then when he came back, they would continue the show. That's what they thought.
Wow.
Television was.
Wow. Wow.
So the dedicated TV actors wait around for kids to come back to the TV, and then they can start again.
And that is sort of that super ego that you have as a child, that you think the world revolves around you.
Totally. Yeah. And you don't understand the technology necessarily.
Right.
All right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and the dumber the better. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
As a child, I was afraid when they said you could turn into a vegetable, you would literally turn into a carrot.
So we're talking about stupid things that you thought as a kid, or in a lot of these cases, you were told by your parents.
Yeah.
That's some BS right there.
Yeah, that is.
All right, so KLOS, hello, what's yours?
So I'm blind in my left eye, and when I was little, I thought that when I covered my right eye with both eyes open, I could see through my hand because everything was kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
So I thought I had superpowers.
Oh, I see. See
through my hand.
Wow. That it does make sense logically.
Yeah.
If you can see something.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have a story as a kid.
Please, stupid things you thought as a kid.
So I must have been about 5 when you're just learning to read. When I would see carpool, I thought it was only for cars with pools.
I love that.
That makes so much sense.
That is the best.
Right?
Right on. What's your name?
Yes, Monica.
Monica, I wish I had a car like that.
Thank you, Monica. Yeah, that would be awesome. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Stupid things you thought as a kid.
This is way back when I was 13, and I went to, they had Social Security offices that you could go to.
Okay.
And then the thing was, my parents never gave me a Social Security card. So at 13, I said, yeah, I'm going to go get a Social Security card. So I went down, I filled out all the stuff, and I got a Social Security card. It came in the mail and everything. So my parents said, oh, yeah, no, we got it. So I thought I had 2 numbers.
For how long?
Until I was an adult. And I said, no, I'm not going to use the Social Security number that my parents got. I'm going to use the one that I got, because the one I got was better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, but it was the same number. They knew it. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I thought for sure that I had 2 Social Security numbers.
That's beautiful.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about stupid things you thought as a kid.
Although I would say that guy was duped by his parents, not necessarily.
Yeah, true.
That would be believable.
True.
What do you got?
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah. They do love to say that one a lot.
They do.
Hello, KLOS.
So one time, me and my mom were driving somewhere, and I was sitting in the front seat. I was probably about 6 or 7, and we were driving somewhere, and she was out of gas. She was on the E line. And I was really scared that we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road and have no gas. And she had said that however the mileage on your car tells you how many miles you have left.
On the odometer.
That's how many miles you have left when you're on the E.
Wow, she led you. So it would say
835,226 miles left to go. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's nice to keep the kid from.
Did you ever run out of gas because you thought you had plenty? Oh, you
moved on. Okay. 818-955-KLOS. What did you believe as a kid?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about things that you thought that were pretty stupid when you were a kid. What's yours?
Hi. When I was a kid, we drove a lot, and I always thought that when it said exit only, that meant that was the only way to get there at all.
Oh, wow. And so were you confused when you drove past exits then?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when I learned that wasn't true. I think I was like 16 or 17 years old.
Be honest, you still believe that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Liar!
Oh, come on. You can be honest with us. Look, however smart you are now, we were all dumb as kids.
Yep.
At some point, we thought something stupid was true.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station. What's yours, sir?
Yeah, when I was about 3 or 4, I used to think motorcycles, I nicknamed them Cunninas. So whenever I see a motorcycle, I'd say, Cunnina.
Is that why?
No, Cunnina.
Why?
Why?
No, with a K, Cunnina.
Okay, but why?
I don't know. Just when I was that age, I did.
You're making up your own words. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, that's fine.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Very strange.
Yes, I didn't know. He was correcting us like we were.
No!
Talking about stupid things you thought as a kid. Hello.
With a K.
Hello?
Yeah.
So I came to this country when I was 7 years old, and they picked us up at LAX when it was nighttime. So as we were driving down the freeway, the brake lights were red on one side, and the other side were white lights, right? So I thought that you had to know what kind of lights you had on your car to determine which side of the street you were on.
That's very funny.
That's really interesting.
That makes sense. Logically,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Where'd you come from?
Cyprus. It's a small island in the Mediterranean.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I want to go there. But it's a little belated, but welcome.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. What's your thing you thought as a child that proved to not be true?
Mine was I used to have a habit of eating lemons. You know the little seeds? My friends used to say, if you eat the seeds, you're going to grow a tree in your stomach.
Right.
Well, yeah. Me, like a dumbass, I was 6 years old. I actually felt the pain at night, and I was thinking it was true, so I didn't want to let them know anything. I went and I took X-Lax, and I was out of school for like 3 days.
Oh!
Thinking it was that it was.
Oh, see, now that'll teach parents to tell kids things like that. That was actually kind of smart of you, in a way.
Lemons, but it was all the acid that I ate, and it was hurting my stomach, but I thought it was that. Oh,
you're a pretty smart kid.
Yeah, that's kind of smart. Wow. Yeah. Wow, right on. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello. Stupid things you thought as a kid.
Oh, well, I used to think back in the 50s, like, things were black and white.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because of TV and movies and everything.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. I used to ask my dad, hey, what was it like back then when... when everything was black and white, you're just like, what?
What is wrong with you? That's beautiful.
I'm raising a dumb son.
Yeah, apparently he grew up in Pleasantville. I love that movie. Hi, KLOS. What did you think as a kid?
When I was about 6 or 7, I thought that the dogs were boys and the cats were the females.
You know, my mom thought the same thing.
What?
The dogs were boys and cats were females.
Really?
Yeah, dogs are always male and cats were
female. Your mom always thought that?
Yeah. Yes, she still does to this day. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. That's very interesting. I never heard anyone else other than her say that. Hey, KLOS.
No wonder you are the way that you are. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So it wasn't so much what I believed, it's what I let my children believe.
Oh, nice.
They lied to me.
They lied to you?
I thought that if they lied to me, that it turned red behind their ears. So anytime I didn't believe them, I'd say, okay, let me see behind your ears. Oh. And then they'd say, okay.
What a smart parent.
So they're about 10.
I was going to say, about how old were they? 10, huh? When they started, one of their friends were like, that's not true. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of have to encourage parents in that one. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Nicely played.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank
right you on. For thanks calling. For calling.
Fair warning, man. Fair warning. You know what I mean?
You're quite the thespian. 95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have you ever found anything expensive?
No. I saw this on the list today you want to mention, and I thought, accessing, no. How about you?
We're going to, no, $20 bill, probably.
Yeah. I found some cash every once in a while.
In Palm Beach, Florida, over the weekend, a beachgoer discovered a package, opened it up, and it was 65 pounds of cocaine.
Wow.
65 pounds.
Well, someone on a yacht is very unhappy. Some party went south quick.
Right.
Hey, where's that coke?
So the people from the beach went to the U.S. Border Patrol and gave them the cocaine.
Oh, man.
Worth, later estimated.
Wait, let me guess. 65 okay. pounds? God, I really have no idea. This is going to be so $150,000. No, it's going to be a lot more than that.
$1.5 million.
Right. Jeez.
Just washed up on the beach.
Wow.
Hey, what's that? It looks like a package.
Yeah, I mean, how did they know it was coke? I mean, they go over and take the little, you know, television finger
sure
in
did.
It, and then and,
a
I
little.
Mean, yeah,
I'm not. I don't think they even looked. I think they just saw all the packages.
All right,
and they sort of. Right. They're in Miami. Forgot
one of
Palm
those
Beach, I guess.
Packages had to have gone in someone's trousers to go home, right? One.
I mean, it's very possible
if it's free, if it's on the beach,
because the cops don't know how many were there.
Yeah, totally.
So you're saying
would you take
person,
one?
Well, no, because I don't do cocaine, but yeah, I would have sold it. I wouldn't sell it.
Honestly, I don't think I would walk away from it. I think I would take one.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Well, you're a bad person.
I know. This is not news.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Yeah.
Give it back? Give it to the authorities?
Keep a little bit of it?
Keep a little for yourself like Sluggo would do?
I guess. Turns out.
At 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about Palm Beach, Florida, and a beachgoer discovered over $1.5 million worth of cocaine.
Woo!
Washed up on the shoreline. And I didn't see this before, but the first response to this tweet is another tweet saying somewhere Don Jr. is crying.
That's a fact. That is a
very
fact.
Funny. All right. So you found something expensive. And what did you do with it?
Hello, hey. KLOF.
Hey, Sluggo.
Yes.
This is Kevin.
Yes.
Hello.
So the question was, have you ever found anything valuable?
Yes.
Yeah. And what'd you do with it?
This is Santa Anita Racetrack, and I found one of those paper vouchers left in a machine, and it was worth a considerable amount of money, let's just say.
How much? Yeah, how much?
$3,200.
Wow. Nice.
As a naive dumbass, I pumped it out of that machine, took it to another machine to thinking that I could transfer the ticket to a different ticket, and I made a couple wagers. And then I cashed that ticket. And then the next time I went back, I put it in the machine, and they said, see a teller.
Oh.
And the gentleman says, we know that ticket you got wasn't yours.
Oh.
And I had...
Put your hands behind your head.
Yeah.
By the short ones. I had to go.
So you could have cashed it right away, then. Is that what you're saying at first?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What are you, mad?
Yes. Rangy. Crazy. Why? What do you mean?
No, I just can't believe what's going on there. I mean, really, what are you, mad? I mean, insane?
Which part?
Because
keeping a part of it? I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. I love that
guy.
That
was very odd.
He's my favorite caller.
You guys,
today.
Are you mad?
What's wrong with you? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was got in the back of a taxi once, and I picked something with my foot, and it was a wallet, and it had $1,000 in it.
Wow. What'd you do with it?
I looked up the person's address through their driver's license, and I returned it to them.
Very nice. Yay.
Look at that.
That's good.
You
good
wouldn't have done that, Sluggo.
No, cash I would.
Oh, no, there was only $800 in here.
I'm taking it. Yeah, well, that's true. Probably wouldn't be quite $1,000 anymore. But. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, you.
Hey, did he give you a reward, by the way?
No. But I didn't care, man. As long as I got his money back, it wasn't too far from my house.
Yeah, that's
cool. You hear
cool.
that, Sluggo?
See here, you. I had gone and bought some Coke with it. Hey, KLOS.
So I went to a house party.
Yes.
And this was a rich kid. And he was getting jacked by everybody at the house. And then the cops came, and somebody handed me a box. And I just ran out with it and left. His dad was like a sheriff or something.
Oh, great.
And they handed me his 45 special edition.
Oh.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
That's
right.
Yeah. Sure.
I got a sheriff's gun. I wasn't robbing the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. And I left and I said, hey, what's in this box? And we opened it up.
Gun.
And it was this, like, gun, and it had the sheriff's name on it, stamped, and
Holy cow.
I ended up driving, and I was in Redlands, drive by Highland, found some guys on the street, and I said, hey, if you give me $50, because I can't return it. Yeah. How do you return that?
Well, I mean, somebody handed it. I don't know.
Mm.
No, wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, interesting.
You sold it to a random rando for $50?
For $50. Get it out of my hands, I didn't know what else to do with it.
Sluggo is very proud of you.
What would you guys do? Did I do wrong?
Well, I would have found some way to probably mail it back, I suppose.
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't think I would have sold it for $50 to someone on the street.
I mean, you could have gotten more.
Could we? Yeah.
We're disappointed in your business decision.
Wolfie! That is Don't Back Down. That's a new one from Mammoth 95.5 KLOS.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, man. Well done, sir. So, still taking calls about you found some stuff laying on the
ground. Something valuable.
What did you do with it? Hello?
Hey!
What are you calling about?
Hey! What's that?
What's that? Is that a thing still?
No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. Okay. Well, I'll miss you on lithium and all that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I missed doing it. It was fun.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I just called to say.
Find you again. It's great.
Welcome back.
I want to say I found about, I think it was about $8,500 in a money clip roll thing.
Wow.
And, I remember picking it up. I was about 12, and I thought I made my biggest day.
Yeah,
and my dad seen me do it, and he goes, nope, we're turning it in.
Damn it.
Talking my lesson.
Oh, those responsible parents.
But did anybody ever claim it? Or did you
claimed
get to keep it?
Claimed it right away. They were waiting. Security called him over. The guy goes, what a nice young man. Gives me a $5.
Oh,
I'm sorry, hold up. A $5 bill.
I looked at him. I said, come really, guys? I'm sorry, but I know. You could have given me $100 on that one.
Yeah. Dang.
I like that you shamed him.
Yeah. Alice in Chains times two. Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'd like to introduce you to the Sperminator.
Well, hello.
That's not me. I'm saying this is a different person.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
He's 44 years old. He has fathered 78 children.
Oh, what is he? What was that guy that like half the world is related to? Ming the Merciless. That's not right. That's from Flash Gordon.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah,
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Yep.
New York sperm donor Ari Nagel has 13 other children on the way as well.
Oh, dude.
He's a professor. It doesn't say at what school. Okay. He's a professor. He says he has a great life, even if he does struggle financially.
And enjoys a lot of time in a little room.
Because he doesn't charge.
Oh, really? He just provides for free.
He has relationships with several of his children. He has 78.
Wow, yeah, I guess. I hope. Several. Well, at least 14 of them.
Three? He says that he gets all the joy that other parents experience.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, that can't be.
He used to conceive the old-fashioned way. That was like his pitch. His pitch was, I'm not going to charge you anything, but I got to deliver it in person.
Right.
That was his pitch.
I got to deliver it in person.
However, he was challenged by the U.S. State Department of Health, which said he needed to, quote, apply to be a licensed clinic and stop advertising my services.
Man, you know, come on. If you have the product that people want, you should be able to present the product.
He sure does.
I wonder what delivery time takes. I mean, I would think if he's throwing out that much material, he must be pretty quick. That must be kind of nice.
78. No, but 78.
I guess that's true. That's one night.
In a year?
A couple weeks, yeah.
It's a weekend.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
It's a good weekend. Don't get me wrong.
Especially a long time ago.
he doesn't charge for his services. He continued saying, I think the motivation of why I help these women in some ways, why does anyone have kids? I think in some ways I'm getting a lot of joy and love that a lot of other parents experience.
I almost believe it. I almost do.
Do you?
Yeah. I do. I mean, I think it'd be crazy to know you have that many kids out there. I mean, I have like 50 or 60 myself.
I assume he would have to get something signed that he's not responsible because child support. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, if he's putting together a little, if they're slapping him down saying, hey, you can't run this business, he must have a bunch of stuff, paperwork.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
He says he helps lesbian couples if they need help.
That's cool.
Grow their family.
Right.
There was a single woman that needed help. She couldn't find a man, so he's like...
Yeah, I don't see. I have zero problem with that. It's just amazing that there's 78. That's incredible.
78 and 13 more pregnant.
Yeah. Is that a record, I wonder?
I don't know.
It's got to be up there, but I bet...
What a weird gig.
Yeah.
Now, because of the U.S. Health Department, he has to put it in a cup.
Wait, so. How was he...
Put it in a cup.
But what was he doing before? What was he doing before?
He was delivering it personally. I told you.
You mean? Oh, okay.
He was having sex with women.
Oh,
how is that?
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
I didn't get that.
He was delivering it personally.
Right. I just thought he was showing up and ta-da. Hold on, give me 5 minutes.
He was showing up and going, ta-da. But then they were having sex.
Boom! Then they shut that down.
Then the U.S.
Boo,
stopped
mind
it.
Your own business.
He was being interviewed on, I believe, Dr. Oz or one of those scam shows. Mm-hmm. And this is what he had to say.
Yes, certainly. It's really always up to the mom. Some of them want to do it natural. Some of them want to do it in a clinic if they're too old or they need an egg donor. And some of them might just do it in a cup and then pass it off to them and they'll put it inside. And sometimes it's even through the mail. Pardon?
Have you done it by post?
Yes, I've mailed it to my daughter in Illinois. And I just overnighted it in a cooler. And it worked.
Sorry, you've sent it to your daughter in Illinois.
And by the way, the clip cut off right there.
Because they're like, shut it down.
You send it to your daughter.
Why sending it to your daughter?
I wonder. It must be. It has to be.
She was going to
her daughter's friend.
Yes, that would. Well, I guess when you get to 78, maybe you lose track of what's right. And
it has to be. He mails it to his daughter. Oh, I'm sorry. That wrong address. My bad.
She's like, Dad, again. Don't send this here.
Can you imagine getting that from your parent?
No. Fortunately not.
Return address, the Sperminator.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
For years, the airport's roof has been leaking.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Greg Behara, ladies and gentlemen.
That's beautiful.
The important news from Fresno.
When did Fresno become your focus?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work in the Bay Area.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And so Fresno news would filter its way through and I was fascinated.
You just got hooked.
Oh, Fres, yes, I did.
I mean, that's terrible that they've had a leak in the airport. My God.
Right.
You know, you do bring home some important news.
It's magical.
From Fresno, yeah.
It's a magical place. Yeah.
Listen to this report. Mm. Fresno, the number one romantic city in America for singles, study says.
Yeah, I get it.
What do you mean, sure?
Well, I mean, actually, if you check your email, I sent you over a couple more examples. The kind of news that takes place in Fresno.
Let's take a listen.
So I'll give you an idea.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
The first round is now done for the Fresno Bobblehead Tournament.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Do you ever hear from people from Fresno that are pissed off that you're maybe possibly mocking them slightly? Does that ever happen?
Lots of people feel like it brings them closer to home.
Oh, that's nice.
That's beautiful.
So I think of it as a service.
We used to be on in Fresno, and they have a great sense of humor. We went there one time, and it was really fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So they would, I think, laugh.
You always called it Fres Yes.
Well, yeah. Fresno, Fres Yes. Yeah.
So are you actually on in Fresno? I know you're all over the place, Greg. You're
no,
all over
no.
The country.
It's the mayor's
what?
Decision, not mine.
That damn mayor.
Yeah.
Fresno is the most romantic city in the U.S. out of 150 metro areas surveyed. Also in the top five, New Haven, Connecticut, Springfield, Massachusetts, Hartford, and Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Now, do you think that really Fresno stacks up to those places, you know, for love and for romance? And
well, I mean, I don't think I need to say it. I think we can go to the news.
No, okay. Right, yeah.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
Let's look back at some of our favorite squirrels from over the years.
Your vacation destination when your budget is low. It's time to listen to the news from Fresno.
All right, so here's why they chose this.
Yes,
the study
please.
Looked at things like the cost of a bottle of wine. $8.
Yeah, we can get $8 Snoop Dogg bottle of wine here. So, Fresno, strike one, buddy.
No, I'm saying these are all together.
Okay.
And a meal out for two is $46.
At Del Taco.
Doesn't say that, but I would assume.
I mean, you know.
Found that date nights in Fresno are rather affordable.
Wow.
The dollar theater is
no
really
more
nice.
Romantic terms, then.
Yeah, right?
It's rather affordable, baby.
Fresno also scored well for marriage rates, LGBTQ friendliness, and level of sexual activity. Here's where it gets weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
The city had a sexual activity score of 60 out of 100. The number is based on STDs per 100,000 people, active Ashley Madison users per 100,000 people, and this is where it gets really weird. Sexually active high schoolers per 100,000 people.
What?
How do you, why? How do you?
Hey, kids, are you guys doing it? You like it? You having fun? Well, strike one for Fresno.
60, that's a C minus.
It is.
That's about right.
It is. But-